Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
Oh, I like that. There's a Florence we don't have to be afraid of. Thank you, Florence Henderson. I hate that your name's getting thrown in the mud so carelessly. This thing that's about to slam into North and South Carolina.
It's not good.
It doesn't look good at all.
No.
Yeah,
it's kind of a populated area.
There's some folks there. When you're reading the papers this morning,
here's hoping they're wrong.
A million people have been told to leave.
A bamillion, yes.
A bamillion people. Imagine it. And yeah, it's, you know, you raise an excellent point. There have been plenty of times where they've been completely wrong about these things. But I don't know, man. Looking at the satellite images of this thing, Hurricane Florence, looks like it could do some damage. Meanwhile, here where we're doing the show in Iowa,
you couldn't ask for better weather.
Absolute perfection.
I mean, I'd be gassing up the car and coming to Iowa.
Well, we've got plenty of bread and milk on the shelves, and there's very little chance of getting blown over by hurricane winds here.
I've got like 2.5 loaves at home.
Look at that. I got so much bread.
Look at you.
I know. It's enough. It's enough bread to feed.
You got two of the same breads, and they're both half gone.
Do you understand how things work in this house?
That's how it works in every house, though.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Two of the exact same.
The idea, mm-hmm. And they're exactly the same. They're the exact same amount missing from each loaf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One is about a week older than
the
other.
I'd like you to bring that up tonight.
Who do you think eats the old bread in this house?
I'm guessing you're the one with the toaster.
Yeah. It's fine. The bread's
fine.
Yes,
no, I know it's fine.
Everyone else in this house has got the old George Carlin, I'm going to get the good bread. Going on.
I'm going to dig my grimy little hands mm-hmm. into the middle of the loaf.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, here's a sweet spot.
This is where the real good bread is kept. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Dan's
Top 5 Things. The heel over here can eat the heel.
My mom used to tell us when we were growing up that the heel, well, you had to eat the heel because you didn't want to waste bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
are you a heel eater?
Well, I will.
Yes.
Well,
so will
Mom used to tell us you wanted to eat the heel because that's where all the vitamins are.
You're out of your mind.
Wait, what? What?
Why would there not be any sort of nutrition in the rest of the bread?
We had a neighbor across the street who, if her family didn't eat all the bread just before it turned, she would rip it up into pieces, throw it in the laundry basket, and then go out in the backyard and present it for the birds. But she,
did you
for
ever
some
get
reason,
attacked?
For some reason, she had put it in the laundry basket. I always thought that was weird.
That's a lot. How much leftover bread did she have?
That's what I'm saying.
Couldn't she just take the pieces of bread in her hands and walk outside? How much bread were they wasting?
She would rip. I mean, I'm telling you, it seemed like in my mind, and I know this isn't accurate.
She filled the baskets.
I know my memory's playing tricks on me, but in my brain, it's like every time I would go over there, she was ripping up bread pieces,
basket full
and
of
then
bread,
and then explaining to me, I'm feeding the birds because we don't waste food. And I was I get it. And I get it. And then she would put it in the she'd put all the bread pieces in the laundry basket. Like, she had just got done hanging the laundry out in the backyard, brought the basket in, thought, I'm going to put all the bread in this laundry basket. Now I'm going to go out and make a real presentation for the birds.
Now, you know you're attracting all the nasty birds, don't you? It's not like you're not attracting, like, songbirds.
You're just basically
attracting the scavengers.
Yes. Yes, no, it was, I'm saying birds. She was feeding the crows. She was putting on a little show for the crows. A little crow show going on in the neighbor's yard.
Hey, everybody, check this out. Got a little crow show going on. Hey,
everybody, welcome to 1978 Crow Show. I'm going to go out there and feed some crows. Where's my laundry basket at? Why am I talking like Chris Matthews? I don't know why. Oh, she's a lovely lady. I've got a story here that if I were smarter, I would save this for later on in the show. Mm. But I just can't
wait.
I can't wait another moment. Now, I want to assure you at the beginning of this, this is not, to my knowledge, this is not Jen Winter. But
you don't know that for sure.
You'll be forgiven if you think it is. This story happened in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I guess Thursday night, there were some thunderstorms there in Connecticut, and the power got knocked out at this lady's house. She's 30 years old. Power gets knocked out, so she decides, okay, I'll light a candle. The problem is, instead of a candle, she made a mistake and lit a quarter stick of dynamite.
Like you have laying around.
Like in the cartoons, right?
Where it illuminates and all of a sudden you notice.
Like, right?
Wait a minute, this is dynamite.
Like, how many times in the cartoons does somebody take a bomb?
Every episode.
A bomb and paint it up like a birthday cake. And then it's like, oh, birthday cake, I'll blow out the candles. But they don't blow it out fast enough, and then kablooey. 30-year-old Connecticut woman severely injured her hand and her face when she lit a quarter stick of dynamite that she mistook for a candle after thunderstorms knocked out the power.
Aren't you capable of blowing that out in time?
Well, also, if cartoons taught me anything, there's like a fuse on dynamite, right? It's not a wick. You would think if you light a candle and it goes, like, wouldn't you immediately think, that's funny. What kind of Wile E. Coyote is this woman?
What are the good people at Yankee up to these days?
I don't remember it making such noise. Yeah, the woman was injured around 9:20 on Thursday night at her home in Bridgeport, and her husband and two children were home when the accident happened. You mentioned that. Daddy, why did mommy go boom?
We can't have anything nice. Now she's... That woman just blew herself up.
The family had intended to buy emergency lighting from Home Depot, but the store was closed. Why are we bringing Home Depot's good name into this?
I get in trouble if I leave a light on in the house. Yeah, you left the light on in the laundry room. Oh my God, you're some sort of Mussolini.
So the power goes out. They didn't have any emergency lighting. Then they remembered seeing something in the basement they thought were candles. The family bought the home 2 years ago, and the previous residents or owners had left them behind.
Don't you have to take your dynamite with you?
Well, I would hope that when you're buying a home, it wouldn't be packed with TNT. And then this ding-dong's like...
We're going to leave you some of the appliances and some of the explosives.
Some of the what now?
Appliances and explosives.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Now, if the power goes out...
Just don't go searching for anything in the dark.
It'll be great, you know, in case the power goes up or you need to blow up some train tracks.
You can't use your phone to see what you're lighting?
The mother tried to light one of the devices, suffered extreme injuries to one of her hands, and might have lost several fingers.
Oh, good God.
Also suffered serious facial injuries. You know, I would, like, is it possible that she suffered facial injuries because she's just always going to be making this face? Ah!
Yeah,
just
no.
The shock
yeah,
of it.
There was no shrapnel, but we can't get that, horrified look off her face.
She was taken to Bridgeport Hospital, transferred to Yale New Haven, where she's being treated. No one else in the home was injured. Oh my god, the bomb squad got called out to go investigate this thing. All the other houses in the either side of the victim's house were evacuated as a precaution. Can you imagine that? The bomb squad comes and kicks you out of your house in the middle of a thunderstorm because the lady next door dynamite or candles.
Do we still have the bomb robot here in the Quad Cities?
Yeah, they don't get rid of those.
Yeah, but we don't get to see it very often.
It's true.
Remember when they like first got it? Someone left like a bag on the side of the road, and it's like, go get the bomb robot, and we're broadcasting this live on television.
Investigators searched the property and found more dynamite in the house. The fire department and state police removed it and then disposed of it and detonated it. It is against the law to buy dynamite or fireworks in Connecticut, but they will not be pressing any charges because the residents didn't know.
Listen, if it's illegal, we don't have it. Wait, no, what's the catchphrase?
No, that was it. If they don't have it, it's illegal.
Probably illegal.
If they don't have it, it's illegal.
It's illegal, that's right.
If it's illegal, we don't have it. Oh, I really should have saved that for the end of the show, but you understand why I couldn't wait. Oh, one more weird story before we get to the top five, if you'll allow it.
Uh-huh.
Remember those Thai boys that were soccer players that were stuck in the cave?
Yes.
Remember how that was like big in the news forever?
Was that Thailand?
Yeah, that was in Thailand.
It was Thailand.
Yeah, the 12 Thai cave boys and their soccer coach. Well, they got him out of the cave. That happened like a month ago. And now it's, what have you done for me lately?
Mm.
So now they've built a replica of the cave in Bangkok at the shopping mall. And these kids are doing reenactment shows at the mall. Large crowds gathering and reenacting their ordeal at an exhibition at the shopping mall in Bangkok.
Three times a day.
I mean, come on. Large crowds watching
all
the boys.
All they did was get stuck.
You know what?
I mean, does a reenactment include this being saved?
It says, this is one of my favorite sentences.
Don't the people that saved them? I understand that these kids have some time on their hands. But aren't the people that saved them, don't they have to be kind of on ready to save someone else or do something else?
Well, we're stuck in the cave.
They're grown men.
Here we are stuck in the cave. Oh, it's okay, everybody. I found some candles. Don't light those! The soccer team seemed in high spirits as they crept through the fake cave in the Siam Paragon Mall.
Well, they should be in high spirits. It's not real.
They also took time to thank rescuers, and the King of Thailand was there as well. Hmm. Here's one of the kids crawling through the fake cave. It looks like something out of Double Dare on Nickelodeon. These kids got rescued in July. Psychologists said, look, we should give these kids at least 6 months off to just kind of process what they went through. But the government over there says,
No,
it's showtime. You're going to dance for us, kids.
Banaka-san!
There is a murky brown tunnel that the kids crawl through. The exhibition features dive suits, and you'd be thrilled to know it also has the simulated sound of dripping water.
Well, how difficult's that?
Can you imagine?
That's just a soundboard.
Honey, get in the car. You say I don't take you anywhere? We're going to the mall. We are going to the mall to go to the show.
It's the closest thing to actually watching kids be stuck in a cave. The reviews are in, and they're sensational. You'll believe these kids are stuck in a cave.
You know, watching these kids crawl out of that tunnel makes me hungry for a big pretzel. Look right there. There's an Auntie Annie's. I'll go help myself. You kids know where the orange juice... Sorry to interrupt you boys in your fake cave. You little guys know where the orange Julius is in this son of a bitch?
The reviews are unanimous. I don't know much, but I know what I like. And signed, the King of Thailand. What are they doing? There they just call it food. They just call it stick. Come on. Can't we take anything seriously? Can't we take anything serious?
No, no.
Everything's got to be a...
No, that's where we're at right now.
No deal.
I got five things. But believe it or not, those two didn't even make
the top...
Didn't
even make the top five.
Those didn't make the top five.
The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg with current shows including Hotel California. It's a salute to the Eagles. That's happening on Saturday, September 22nd. Tickets are 25 and 30. Thursday, September 27th at 7 o'clock, it's the documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career. The film weaves together her recently discovered audio tapes, rare home movies, diaries, and interviews with friends. Tickets just $5. On Thursday, October.
Sorry, everybody.
Having a little tough time seeing this. Thursday, October
11th.
Kind
of let me light a candle.
Now, at 7 o'clock, it's Ghost Army, the documentary, question and answer, and book signing with producer, director, and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. Tickets are $12, $10 for kids and veterans.
I think a better name for the movie would have been Tanks for Nothing.
Tanks for Nothing, Jerry. And then January 12th of 2019, it's an evening with David Sedaris. That's sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. The NPR humorist and best-selling author is returning to the Orpheum Theater. He sold out a couple of years ago, so go get your tickets and get them soon. Tickets are just $30 and $40. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so. You can do so anytime using the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, where they have live music every Thursday with $3 Millers and Coors Bottles. This Thursday, it's the Chris and Wes Show. And then the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, and also the Grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. It's a delicious sandwich. They all are. Get yours today. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
I can watch these kids crawl out of this cave all day long. And then maybe I'll go to Sears. Give myself a pair of slacks.
There they just call it a water torture. No, wait a minute. No, wrong country.
Same, you're on the right continent. But no, you're right. You're right. That's not... It's not the same thing. They just call it stick.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Number you one. Tell me, one. Sister. One. One. You tell me.
Man fined $124 for kicking a seagull that ate his cheeseburger. I'm not making these up, all right? I know that everything I've presented so far seems like the product of a sick mind. These are all real stories.
I know mallards will eat London broil.
Now tell us how you know that.
Because I fed London broil to mallards.
Actual mallards.
Yes, actual mallards.
Not the long defunct hockey team.
No, not those. No.
No.
Those guys wouldn't know what to do with London broil.
Hampton, New Hampshire. This guy kicked a seagull that was eating his cheeseburger at a New Hampshire beach. He's been fined $124. Police investigated the report from a bystander. This happened earlier this summer up in Hampton Beach. This guy's name is Nate Rankolis. He says he just returned from getting a cheeseburger and fries. And he was sitting on the sand. He said the seagulls got to the burger. He spun around with his leg to shoo one away, but struck the bird. He says it was a simple mistake.
Uh-huh.
Witness said it appeared the bird's leg was injured, and then it struggled to fly away. Now, seagulls are protected under federal law. I don't know if you were aware of that.
It's a seabird.
Bird. Mighty, you know? Mighty seabird. Obviously... I hate to say it, but I'm on this guy's side.
Don't you
seagulls are the worst.
Don't you think? Do you think that the new hockey team in town ever considered what the unfortunate nickname of their team is going to be?
What is that?
Well, they're called what? The Storm?
Quad City Storm, yes.
Yeah. You just add a word in front of the Storm?
Yeah, I've heard
but
that.
Yeah. Well, of course you've heard that.
I get it.
Of course you've heard it. That's why I'm saying, shouldn't you guard against something that obvious?
Let's go on to number two here. It's the name is problematic, but it also leads to other opportunities. Like another Harris Pizza power play. And then they cue right in the storm out. I guarantee that's what's going to happen. I don't have any inside knowledge.
Last song, people. Last period, people.
Well, they've taken a look and ranked the worst college football game day crowds in terms of traffic fatalities.
Traffic fatalities?
Yeah, they took a look at fatalities near Division I schools on college football game days.
So not
off the roads.
Okay, so these are actually roads that are going to be busy.
Yes.
Because people are attending the game. These aren't just, these are not crowds.
You've got, here's what you have. You
bad
have
fans that don't show up. These people are showing up.
You have a lot of people.
A lot of alcohol.
And a lot of alcohol. And it can lead to a lot more accidents. So this team took a look and studied incidents of traffic fatalities on days with home football games. They took a look in the counties of every Division I-A college football team. And then they compared that number to the average number of traffic fatalities in the same county on Saturdays in the spring when they're not playing football. I'll tell you where you want to stay away from.
The most dangerous?
Yeah, the most dangerous. Baylor. It's a 767% increase in fatalities down there.
That's Waco, my friends. That's Waco.
Number two on the list, Michigan State. A 367% increase. But Baylor is just far and away the winner of this. Rounding out the top five, Syracuse, Colorado State, and New Mexico. So stay off the roads.
I just don't know what the chances are of me being at a New Mexico football game anytime soon is.
Well, I will say this. If someone says we're going to the Baylor game, we're heading down there, just get a hotel near the stadium and walk. And be careful walking because they're all just drunk driving.
I'll just park at the Branch Davidian complex and take a bus from what's left of it.
Just call it a night here.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry.
I feel like we've already done a full show.
They have a brand new home, friends. They are in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. As a matter of fact, visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing. Like them on Facebook. Check them out at the website. They're open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then they're even open on Saturday from 10 till 3. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there. And you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner again at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Reach out to us using the Harrington Pub text line. Now, they've got a big weekend coming up this weekend because they have their big event, their fourth annual halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K. It's happening this Saturday at 9 a.m. It's a run, it's a walk. It's also a bike event for people of all ages. The money being raised is going to be donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. There'll be a big party afterwards, so get signed up either there at the pub, or you can also get signed up on our website at nachoradio.com. That's Harrington's Pub, again, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Again, that happens at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and their location in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They offer fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. If you're having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. If you're just there for lunch or dinner, well, then make sure you mention Nacho Radio. They would love to hear from you, and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
Number three on the top five things.
Number three.
Artificial intelligence searching for alien life in the universe has discovered dozens of previously unknown radio bursts. So we have AI searching the skies.
I have a message from another time.
Well, I was going to say I have some audio of what they found. This is what it sounds like.
This is your radio burst.
Well, it does sound weird.
Intoxicating and chanting.
It's cool. Wow. So this is what deep space is sending back to planet Earth? That's crazy.
Is that E.T.?
E.T. being looked for by AI. Isn't that nuts? Space scientists have been hunting for mysterious alien signals for years. Difficult, they say, to find anything meaningful, because space is a pretty big place. Infinite, some have suggested. Okay,
E.T., that's enough.
That's enough of that, you ridiculous Martians.
Did E.T. ride the bike, or he
was in the basket? He's in the basket,
so he doesn't know how to ride a bike.
No,
that's another movie where someone's flying away, like Grease at the end.
Yeah, but E.T. that's in the middle when they're on the run from the cops.
Don't they fly away a few times?
I think just the one time.
Just the one time.
I've only seen the movie once, and it was pretty recently.
I saw it only once. I saw it in the theater. Was not all that impressed.
Yeah, we watched it here a couple of years ago, and would have been good to know before we had family movie night.
Tell he's
that
not...
half the movie is kids calling each other penis
well,
breath.
And you can tell he's not real.
Really? I think they did a pretty good job. Everyone should know it's not real. That's not a real E.T.
That's not real E.T.
Was that your complaint at the theaters? As you're walking out of the theaters in 1983... mouth full of milk duds. That thing looked fake.
Fake E.T.
You know what they ought to call that thing? F.E.T. What happened? Number four. Thank you, kid.
There we go. Thank you. Four singers.
That thing wasn't real at all. Stupid E.T. Fake. I could tell he was faking the whole time. Number four, this is a case of, I can't believe why Darren wasn't on that flight. On Friday, a woman...
I haven't been on a plane in a while. I wonder what they've got in store for me.
Well, this is...
The next time.
This was a flight on Friday, American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Hawaii. You've got to get back to the islands.
I do.
Did they get those islands cleaned up yet? I think
did that hurricane work turn out? Not all that bad?
I think
did it miss them?
Not too many. I think they got another one heading slamming into Hawaii right now. I think there's like a tropical storm slamming into Hawaii, which would be news if it wasn't for the fact that there's a hurricane category four, or Cat 5, as we call it in the biz. This is what's going to drive me nuts, too, with this North Carolina hurricane. Every one of these damn news channels is going to have some idiot in the L.L. Bean rain jacket.
Getting his head taken off by a stop sign.
What is the point of that? If we understand how television works, we know what wind is. You don't need to have some dope out there getting beat up.
This is a complaint that you and Jim King have had for years.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And it finally took him.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so Jim King years ago. On Channel 8. I've told this story before, but Jim King, the legendary Jim King at WQAD, home, by the way, of a little TV show called Brood, that makes its return on December 8th, by the way.
Isn't the newsroom there, the Jim King Memorial Studio?
Yeah, when you go in both sides of the newsroom, there's a picture of Jim King, and he's holding a young man, because Jim was very active in muscular dystrophy.
Yes, he was.
And
he was the host of the local telethon. Yeah, and
did a great job. Just, you know, beloved. He's still beloved in those halls. And Jim King's been gone for over a decade, right?
Oh, yeah.
They send Jim King out one night to go out into the snow. And you could tell Jim King wasn't having any of it. And it's the 10 o'clock news on Channel 8.
On the weekend.
I don't think it was the weekend.
I think he was doing the weekend news at that point. I'm moving out into retirement, I believe.
No, I'll tell you why I know that's wrong. Because I was at work when I saw it the first time. And I was working weeknights. And then I went to the bar because they would rerun the 10 o'clock news.
So you think it
happened
on Friday night or something?
It was on a weeknight. I think it was a Thursday or a Friday. Because I saw it at work, and then I went to the bar.
We got to see this.
I went to the bar because they would rerun the 10 o'clock news at 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, guys, you have to see this. I don't know if they'll...
I hope they show it again.
You're right, and they did. They didn't edit it out. So we're going to go live to Jim King, who's out there for the snow. And Jim King looks into the camera, and you could tell he might have been doing something to keep himself warm. I don't know. It's not for me to say or judge.
Or to speculate.
But he looks into the camera and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, in the 35 years it's been my privilege to come into your home and deliver the news, I've always tried to comport myself with an air of courtesy. So you'll forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, for the remarks I'm about to make. They want me to come out here and let you people know that it's snowing. You know that it's snowing. But you get these 25-year-old producers that want me to come out here and tell you that it's snowing. There is no goddamn reason for me to be out here." He then takes the microphone, throws it into a snowdrift, and it makes this noise. He walks off the shot, and you just
can you see the shadow?
He walks off the shot. You just see snow falling to the ground for like 5 seconds. It felt like half an hour. And then Jim Mertens is just in the studio like, "Thank you for that, Jim." And then they try to go on. It was one of the greatest moments in television history.
Right.
And the thing is, this is the thing. Had that happened in the era of YouTube, it would have been...
Oh, sensation.
It would have been as bigger than I like turtles. But it didn't happen back then.
No.
Nobody had it on tape.
He would have been Sweet Brown.
Rather than going home and telling everybody at the bar to watch it, and then we had it on both TVs, and I'm telling you, everyone was pissing their pants. It was the greatest. Mm-hmm. I should have gone home and put a tape in.
Did you ever ask if they've got that saved at Channel 8?
I have, and they do.
Oh, they do?
But it is
under lock and key?
It is in a super safe place.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't want...
Mertens has it, doesn't
he? I don't think Mertens has it.
No. I bet he does. No. He's got his own copy of it.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I'll ask him next time I see him. It's just the greatest. But I don't think they want it out there because... They think
it's not time to release it now on YouTube. Why don't we release it now for YouTube?
Yeah, I don't know. It was the best. I mean, I don't know that.
I don't think he'd have a problem with it.
Other than my appearance on Paula Sands Live, I can't think of a better moment in local television history.
Why is that?
I don't know. She says to me at the end of my interview, she goes, "You are great. We'd love to have you back on the show." And I look at Paula Sands and I go, "I'm not doing anything tomorrow." Haven't been on the show in 20 years.
Never been at...
It's been 20 years!
She pretends like she doesn't know who he is. She won't even...
Oh, I don't...
She won't even acknowledge him.
No, she's very pleasant.
No.
No, she's been nice enough.
She just... The last time she saw you, you were in a turkey outfit.
That's true.
So maybe that's why she doesn't want to look you in the eyes.
Maybe that's it. Maybe the turkey outfit is what's ruined everything.
You know, turkey's my favorite meat.
Kids, what number are we on? This show's
five
really gotten away from
four?
Us. No, I haven't even started
four.
Number four yet.
Four.
Does it feel like we've already done a whole show and a half already? American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Hawaii.
That dynamite will take a lot out of you.
This woman gets up to go to the bathroom, and the flight attendant says, "Listen, if you have to go to the bathroom, that's okay, but we need you to go in this bag." This is an American Airlines flight.
It's bagism. It's total communication.
From Phoenix to the rocky shores of Hawaii.
Which is quite a way.
Yeah, no, this is not a short trip. So she's like, I gotta use the bathroom. You're gonna have to go ahead and whiz in this bag.
Ma! Anthony, no.
Woman says, what do you mean I have to pee in a bag?
Use the bathroom bad, ma.
So it's a 6-hour flight from Phoenix to Hawaii. And halfway through the flight, some idiot tried to flush a diaper down the toilet. And that caused the toilets to back up and fill to the brim.
Not a baby's diaper.
So the flight crew had to issue an announcement saying, if you have to relieve yourself, please go in an empty bottle or a trash bag.
They should make the person who flushed it down hold the bag.
Just have one bag that everyone whizzes into? The flight attendant says, I know it's horrible, and guys are going to have to go in bottles. Would you like some...
this is the actual announcement?
Well, here we go.
What do you mean I have to be in a bag? That must put in the trash. They can't take anymore. They're overflowing. This one has like this much left.
Okay.
But that's what that bag is.
So
I know it's horrible. And I, guys are going in a bottle.
They're going in a bottle. Okay, so why did this happen?
I don't know how well you can hear it, but the flight attendant's explaining everything that I just told you. And yeah, this is a situation where...
Well, on the way to Hawaii, this is the deal that I've made with everyone. I'm going to empty these bottles, and then I'm going to fill them back up. And I don't have a problem with it. So let's keep the party going. Everyone just shut up, and let's just do what we have to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get you in Honolulu a little bit faster than we thought. Original arrival time was 13:14 military
time. If you're
time.
Telling me it's free drinks, I signed up. I'll take it.
Going to have to ask you to pee in bottles, and let's get this party started.
Y'all having a good time out there?
I'm going to... You know I got a boat. That's part of my persona. And let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Yeah, it's soul playing.
Que una tremenda vista. Don't stop the party.
Yeah.
I'll take that trade all day long.
Five.
You offer up the free drinks, and I'll go anywhere you want me to go.
Finally, number five, Nerf. Adding Fortnite blasters to their arsenal. Yeah, if your kid can't get enough of Fortnite, get ready to shell out money for the Fortnite Nerf guns that are coming soon.
What's the cost of a quality Nerf football these days?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just a classic, run-of-the-mill Nerf football.
I don't think it's that expensive.
I can't imagine it is.
Oh, I'm
sorry. But I bet it's more than $10.
That's a good question. I bet it's... I'm going to guess
$12.99.
That's what I'm going to guess. I'm going to do? I'm going to use the link at Nacho Radio.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to go over to Amazon.com, and then I'm going to take a look. Now, we have, of course, a Nerf football here in the home that we use. So
but
I don't
with
need
a price tag on it.
Right. And I bought that Nerf football not soon after he was born, because I thought... Some point we're going to need to play Nerf football.
Someday this kid's going to be a regular O.J. Simpson.
Well, no, you don't want that for your children.
That's what I thought. And by the way, he'll never play football. But
all right.
Yeah, now I'm not talking about the one with the rocket tail on the back and
the Nerf Pro Grip football.
No, not a Pro Grip.
Well, the pro grip I can get you for $12.99. What did I say?
Yeah, you said $12.99.
How about that? Okay, the junior football is $8.98.
So I don't know that you can even get an actual classic Nerf football.
Just the ones like we used to play with. Yeah,
they're not even available.
I think you got to get the pro grip at this point.
I
think
that's the only ones thing they make. To it,
yeah, $12.99. I should really go on Prices Right. You know what? I'd be great at that.
Why don't we get you on Jeopardy first? Okay. Do you still have the bag packed?
My Alex Trebek bug out bag? Yes. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but he's got a beard this season.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he came out with a beard, and people, us Jep heads, we're losing our minds.
That's what you call yourselves.
Jep heads. That's right. Or Trebekers. I've also been called a Trebeker.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. What is a nickname for all of us, Alex?
Trebeker?
Trebeker.
Okay. I thought you said something else.
Jep heads. Trebekers. Yeah. I don't know. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Now that autumn is essentially upon us, now is the time to enjoy some of those delicious flavors.
Why are you doing Jeff Goldblum's voice there? Now that autumn is essentially upon us.
If you need to find an apartment.
Autumn happens.
If you need to find an apartment, I can help you with that. I forgot my mantra. How about a chai tea latte? Ooh. Or how about this? This sounds good. A pumpkin cheesecake latte, which is...
Served with a stick of dynamite if it's your birthday.
It's a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. That's delicious. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We all love you very, very much. Kisses to all of you. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com, where you can look up such things as how much a pro grip Nerf football is going to cost you. $12.99 is the answer.
Yeah, that's a quality product, and I think that's a fair price.
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary, and the podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Be a hero and get yourself a meatball bar. Or if you're just there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Timpani.
Darren, we'd like to welcome a new patron to the family.
Marvelous. I wish you were all patrons.
A Rito 4 pledging at $3 a month. Thanks so much, A Rito 4. You're only marvelous. You can become a patron by going to nachoradio.com. You have access to every show we've ever done.
And specialty program, including best ofs and patron-only podcasts.
Yeah, sometimes the exclusives are some of the best shows we do. And that's not on purpose. It just works out that way.
Well, what are you going to do? Sometimes you get on a roll.
Well, we don't want to let people down who are supporting us. So we really start to care when it's a patron show. These freebies that we do, let's be honest. Half the time we're looking at our phones, not even really paying attention to what's going on.
I've completely half-assed this one.
Oh, and it shows, friend. It shows. One final story before we put a bow on this one for you. This story comes to us from Sarasota. Sarasota, of course, is in...
Florida.
And Sarasota, meaning?
I'm not sure what Sarasota means.
Sour soda.
Is that? I did not know that.
Yes, sour soda.
I had no idea. Well,
actually, it means, what do you think you're doing with Sarasota? That's...
What do you think you're doing with it?
That's...
Why are you walking away with Sarasota?
This is my...
It's clearly...
This is my Sarasota walk.
Someone in Sarasota went to the the good wall. What song are you singing? What is that?
Sarasota.
Oh, okay. They went to the Goodwill there at the thrift store.
Yes.
And authorities say that the employees found, while they were going through clothing donations... Uh-huh. They found a bag with 5 pounds of marijuana in
it. I'll take it!
Five
Sold.
Pounds
Sold.
Of marijuana that somebody accidentally...
Smoke weed every day.
Accidentally donated there to the thrift store.
Sold!
I'll take... And that's a smart-looking jacket. I'll take that as well.
Uh-huh. And some of this chewing gum.
I bet this is the time of year that, like, if you work at a thrift store... You got a bunch of people coming in to buy stuff for costumes, and then they're kind of like, you know, we think the stuff you have here for sale is funny. I bet that rubs people at thrift stores the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's wrong with
you? I only see you in here for Halloween. You think the stuff we sell here is for goofs?
As to amuse you?
The thrift stores were sorting through clothing donations when they discovered a brown paper bag inside a plastic tote. Police say an employee noticed the bag early last week, but put it aside until later. The employee then cut a small hole in the bag and called the cops.
I'll come back for you later. Thank you, Mr. Microphone.
2,100 grams of vacuum-sealed marijuana. Vacuum-sealed, so you know it's good. Wow.
Marijuana makes you lazy.
Yeah, I guess so. That's your top five things. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday.
Surely not again. Surely not again.
Yeah, Thursday
will
be
happen again. This is not a threat. It's a promise.
That'll be the next show. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, thanks so much for listening. And hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities resting spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.